I don't know if I should cancel the friend request that I sent or not. I mean, I was drinking when I made it, but I feel like it's kind of awkward that I haven't got a response. And upon sobering up, I've realized this is probably not the best person to reach out to try to actually become friends with on Facebook. Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show, and the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539, and social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I was a little, happy on Friday night, had a couple of brews, and on Facebook sometimes it'll suggest people you may know, like to add them as a friend?
Yes.
Okay, do you ever do that? You're like, oh, okay, I know that person, or have you never really done that?
No, I've done it a couple of times.
I do that sometimes with coworkers. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I work with them. Okay, I'll add them. Well, so that's nothing new to me, but last night I'm like, wait, huh? What? I'm like, that's my therapist, Julie.
Oh, no.
Okay, then that's
uncomfortable.
I was wondering. So I'm scrolling through, waiting for my beer to come, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I click, I kind of do some Facebook stalking. I'm like, oh my gosh, her husband looks just like me. This is so interesting. So I just, I don't know. I never really thought about, I never wanted to.
You said her husband looks just like you?
He does.
That's,
I was like, creepy.
So weird.
That's, but like, see, that's how I like to dive into a psychologist or a therapist like mine, because I'm like, let me wonder what they're thinking about. Like, what do they think about me? Do I bring out traits that their husband brings out? Anyways, I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, friend request. And then the next morning I woke up, I'm like, whoa, that's really weird. Because isn't there a certain line you're supposed to have with patient and doctor separation?
Well, so I think it's on them. She's probably just never going to accept it and just leave it in the request folder. I think that's what a ethical therapist would do.
Yeah.
But I think for sure there's probably a ton of patients that do even weirder stuff than that. My sister is a counselor and she gets weird requests like that all the time.
Oh, I can't imagine.
She just doesn't respond to them.
Well, the thing is, I wondered, I thought about that. That makes sense. But for example, I'm now Facebook friends with teachers that I used to have. I wasn't.
That's different than
after,
a doctor.
Well,
and also, that's different than a doctor, a therapist. And also, here's the thing, is that wouldn't you not want to see what they look like? Because now every time you go in there, you knowing what her husband looks like or whatever, that might hinge what you say to her.
Well, I mean, I share with everybody. You guys know that. I meet a listener and I tell them probably as much as I tell my therapist.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying but even for her, you don't want there to be any biases there.
So
any
weird
biases.
Okay, so it seems like even I kind of lean towards what you're saying. Does that mean then I haven't canceled it yet? Do I grab my phone now and do I hit cancel?
Yes.
I don't see her till next week.
No, yeah. It's definitely weird. I put this out also as a poll on Twitter. You can vote at Joe and Alex Show. You definitely need to cancel the request. I feel like we talked about this a few months ago. It happened to Liv, where Liv's therapist requested her and how uncomfortable that made her feel.
Oh, she followed me on Instagram because I'm not private. So there wasn't even a request. She just followed me and she would reply to my stories and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
very weird.
It just
totally
made me
inappropriate.
Uncomfortable.
Okay. Is there a difference though, between Instagram and Facebook?
No.
Okay. Wow. Calm down here. All right, let me know what you think, because I think I'm leaning with you ladies. I'm probably just going to cancel the friend request. But then what do I say if she says something about it?
You got to just get a new therapist, because you can't come back from this.
So wait,
it's
have
so
to
awkward.
I have to cancel my friend request and cancel my therapist?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, some would say that us here on the Joe and Alex Show, we're still pretty stupid. We're pretty idiotic, but we were talking about this the other day off air, and it's like, oh my God, I remember that game. Do you remember playing that game? We want to know from you at 833-JOE-ALEX, what idiotic game did you play as a kid? We got some good ones. Did you guys get hurt, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely a lot of blood involved.
I'll tell you the game I did where I broke my leg, but it was fun at the time until I had to go to the hospital.